Hello, hikers. Welcome back to the Living Breathing Appalachian Trail podcast. I'm your host, Old School. Today we are going to be talking about Max Patch and Hot Springs, North Carolina. So everyone, it seems that the thru hiking for this year is over. The best thing to do now is to practice social distancing. It's really important that we do that so we can get out hiking faster if we slow and stop the spread of the virus. It really stinks that the thru hikes have to be canceled, but we can hike virtually through this podcast and also on the app that I mentioned before, Walk the Distance. I'm not going to keep mentioning it a million times, but if you guys want to keep your thru hike going, we can do it on there and through my podcast, which I will continue to make. So let's get right into our regular program. Today we are talking about Max Patch in Hot Springs, North Carolina. You are going to be exiting the Smokies around 239 miles, and then Max Patch is around 255 miles. And we are still in the area of the North Carolina-Tennessee border. So let's get started with Max Patch. It was originally called Max Patch, like M-A-C-K-S, Max Patch, but because it sounds like Max Patch, it was turned into Max Patch. It is a 4,600-foot grassy bald mountain, and in the 1800s, it was used as a pasture for cattle and sheep, and it is 350 acres of green. It has amazing views at the top, 360-degree views, and in the 1920s, there was actually a landing strip for airplanes where they just had, like, fun rides going. So, now let's move on to Hot Springs, North Carolina. This is about 275 miles into the trail. So, it's a natural thermal spring at about 108 degrees. Fahrenheit. It has mineral waters, and this is the only hot spring in North Carolina. It was first used by Native Americans, and actually 5 miles down the river, Native Americans had like a spiritual ceremony area. It's called Painted Rock, and there is actually a petroglyph there, which is like a rock carving. So it was also believed to be like the stopping point before they would go to the springs, because they believed the springs had healing abilities. So the original name was Warm Springs, and the name was changed in 1886 because warmer springs were found than what was originally discovered. And the town there today is small, but it started out very small and grew gradually. It was first a small inn, and then a ferry and a state, and then a major road went through the town. As time went on, many people traveled there for its healing properties. So then in 1831, James Patton bought the springs, and the Warm Springs Hotel was established, which had 350 rooms. It was like this huge grand hotel. It had 13 columns. They were like really big to represent the 13 original colonies. But unfortunately, it burned down in 1884, but a new inn was constructed 2 years later. This town sadly has a history of inns burning down, which I'll talk more about later. But then the railroad came to the village in 1882. At the inn, there was marble pools, croquet and tennis courts. It was like really grand and called the most lavish resort in the southeast. So then in 1917, the hotel and grounds were leased to the U.S. government for an internment camp for World War II, and this housed Germans and Italians. And after the war, many internees actually stayed in the area after the war. So then unfortunately, again, the hotel burned down in 1920, but then 2 more were built, and those unfortunately also burned down. So today, Hot Springs is a resort with 98 to 102 degree Fahrenheit baths, among other things that you would expect at a resort. And my dad told me that the Verizon and AT&T phones may not work here, but the Welcome Center and the library do have Wi-Fi that you can use and make like Wi-Fi calls or whatever if you want to call your family or something. So that is going to be it for today. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you guys are staying safe. Make sure you guys are practicing social distancing. All the links for where I got the information for this podcast will be in the description. And thank you guys for listening. I'll see you guys next time.